In the 125 years since the first aircraft took flight, there have been less than 30 women who have ever been the pilot in command of a flight around the world. Amelia Rose Earhart, yes, she was named after the pilot, Amelia Earhart, made it one of her life goals to join that group of women. It took 2 years of planning, flight training, survival courses, and fundraising to make that dream a reality. And today, she uses this adventure as a symbol of determination and courage, as well as empowerment for anyone who dares to dream. And she will be speaking at the Boise Chamber of Commerce Gala this Thursday evening. Amelia is joining me live by telephone, though. Before that, welcome so much to the show.
Hi, Gemma. Thanks for having me.
So, my first question for you, have you always had an interest in flying? I mean, you would think with your name, your parents were trying to get you interested in this?
You know, it started from a young age, but not for the right reasons. Now that I'm, you know, a little older looking back at it, because as a kid, having the name Amelia Earhart, every adult that I encountered said, you have to learn to fly. You know, so I felt that pressure, and I think that's what initially drove me towards aviation as a hobby and eventually with the flight around the world. But the good thing is I fell in love with it once I took flight, but in order to get me there, it was a lot of pressure from the outside.
Yeah, understandably so, with a name like that, right? So I remember when you started this project, because it did make national headlines. So tell me about when you decided, you know what, I'm going to recreate Amelia Earhart's flight.
You know, it really started after I had already obtained the private pilot's license, because when I first began flying, I thought, you know, I'll feel satisfied. I'll feel like I really lived up to, you know, this incredible woman that I was named after, live up to her sense of adventure and passion that she had while she was living by learning how to fly. But then I felt like there was still something left to be done after I got the license. And the more I got out there in the world of aviation and, you know, spread my wings in that sense and get more involved, the more people I ran into that said, well, gosh, you know, I'd love to help you plan a flight around the world someday. And it started to seem real at one point. And I started planning one little chunk of details at a time. You know, what would it take to plan the route? What would it take to reach out to an aircraft manufacturer to see if they'd want to get involved? And before I knew it, there was so much momentum behind the idea that it suddenly took on a life of its own. And suddenly here I was, 2014, it was time to fly around the world.
And you did it. So tell me about the flight itself. Was there a moment that was the most memorable for you? You know, what was that like, especially knowing that you were recreating this particular flight?
There was a lot of emotional weight behind it. And that's really what I'm going to talk about at the Chamber of Commerce Gala coming up, is really the struggle between figuring out how to incorporate myself into this journey of a flight around the world and how to balance living up to Amelia Mary Earhart's legacy, right? Because shortly before I launched on the flight around the world, I had just learned that I wasn't related to Amelia. And the real details behind that story is, you know, what I'll be talking about coming up when I come to visit Boise. But once I took off on that very first runway in Oakland and I started flying eastbound, I suddenly let go of a lot of the weight behind learning about that change and what I thought for the first, you know, 30 years of my life had been true. Suddenly I let go of a lot of that and the real adventure began. And the adventure of flight in a single engine plane, when you're flying across these, you know, 10-hour stretches of ocean and flying into countries that you've never seen outside of just looking at pictures online, you know, it takes a lot of courage to land there and follow through with all the details that you've got to get through in order to make it all happen. And the turbulence that erupted along the flight, you know, storms we would encounter in the literal sense, but also the metaphoric turbulence of, you know, pushback from people saying, well, who cares? You're a woman flying in a modern day aircraft. No big deal. You know, so I really had to face the challenges of taking the flight on as my own challenge of physically flying the plane, but also saying, you know what, this is something that I'm doing for myself and hopefully, in a sense, for the first Amelia to say, let's pick up where she left off and in a way carry her legacy home, but also sort of leave the others behind and say, you know what, now this is about me, the airplane, and the first Amelia.
I think it's interesting what you said, too, in the way that when you learned that you were not related to her and going through that process, but I would think that was it almost more empowering for you when you could really let that go, because this was all of a sudden about you accomplishing this and accomplishing this, frankly, for yourself and maybe for young men and young women who will come after you.
Yeah, you're right. And at the time, it didn't feel that way. I was so just struggling with the idea that somehow I had let down all these folks that were following as I planned the flight around the world. And to be honest, I almost canceled the whole trip. And I'll share those emotional stories during my trip to Boise as well. But when it came down to discovering who Amelia Rose Earhart is, you know, on that flight, I think when you venture out on your big journey, on your the trip that really challenges who you are down to your core and, you know, can bring you the most joy and the most pain, those are the times that we grow. And that's where I really discovered the beauty of flight. You know, I'm flying at 27,000 feet across the Indian Ocean at sunrise and flying towards some of the most beautifully desolate places that I've ever imagined. And you arrive there and you go, wow, this is what flying is all about. Mm. And in a way, this is what Amelia saw when she was flying back in, you know, the 1930s and exploring the world in that way. And I know how lucky we are to be surrounded by the technology that we have and all the different, safety reinforcements when it comes to aviation. But it connected me with the fact that there are still real adventures out there to be had. And when we really, you know, put it all out there on the line, really, in the end, it's not about, did you finish the journey? It's about the kind of work and effort that you put into it and how you held your character, you know, through the whole trip. And I'm so glad to say that when I came home, I felt more deeply connected to the name Amelia Earhart, but I also let go of all the weight. Mm-hmm. You know, I no longer feel like I have to do things because I'm named after her. Now we say I have a choice, and it's a huge benefit. And boy, it gives me the opportunity to speak to groups like I am in Boise and come to meet everybody.
You know, it's interesting to me. I always tell people that I don't believe that someone's character is found during easy times. You find out who a person is, whether that's yourself or someone else, during the most challenging of times. And did you find that during this?
Mm-hmm. It's true. I mean, that's why the title of my talk is Learning to Love the Turbulence. You know, it really comes down to the fact that in the literal sense, airplanes were meant to fly, right? The only airplanes that never experience turbulence and who never feel the bumps of flying through a storm are the planes that stay locked up in a hangar and they never take flight. And for those of us who let fear take over and we say, you know what, it's not worth the chance that something might go wrong. Sure, you're never going to feel turbulent, but who wants to listen to those types of stories? You know, nobody looks back at, you know, when they're in the last days of their lives and they say, gosh, I wish I wouldn't have tried as hard, or I wish I wouldn't have tried to explore as much.
Yeah.
Those are the places that we grow and stretch ourselves. And I'm so proud of that story. And now I get to work with young women in aviation who are out there doing the very same thing.
And I've got to cut you.
They're all familiar.
And I've got to cut you off, Amelia. But I want to thank you for your time. Amelia will be speaking at the Boise Chamber of Commerce Gala this Thursday. Thank you so much for the conversation.
Thanks, Gemma.